Today, we are not going to have a sermon. Do I hear a cheer out there? Instead, we have three readings focusing on Lucille Longview. She was an activist, both within the UU and in the wider world, as a committed environmentalist and early Grey Panther. So to kick us off, we'll hear from Christy Dixon.
Lucy Longview chose the name Longview to express her lifelong commitment to making progress for women. Longview proved to be an apt name because she lived to be 99. Lucille grew up on an Indiana farm, often wandering the woods and feeling connected to the flow of the seasons. This affinity with nature fed her lifelong environmentalism. She was funny and feisty. Lucille was one of the first women in her small town to have graduated from college. She went on to teach math in public schools and coached sports teams for female students. Lucille considered herself an agnostic, but as an adult connected to a Universalist congregation to give her three children a faith community.
Lucille's world turned upside down when she served as a Unitarian Universalist delegate to the 1975 United Nations International Year of the Woman Conference. Listening to stories of women from around the world, she became convinced that religion, even Unitarian Universalists, provided justification for female oppression. After the conference, she wrote a strong draft resolution. It called Unitarian Universalists to examine their beliefs and reconsider teachings that undervalued women. A group of women from her home congregation in Lexington, Massachusetts, circulated thousands of copies of the resolution widely among UU congregations. The Women and Religion resolution was adopted unanimously at the General Assembly in 1977.
That victory was just the start for Lucille and her cadre of organizers. They took a look at the patriarchal language of the six UU principles. Words like the ideal of brotherhood, men of goodwill, and the dignity of man. The women organized a 1980 workshop titled Do UUA Principles Affirm Women as They Affirm Men? Participants answered with a resounding no, nor do they indicate a respect for the totality of life and for the earth, which we deem important. Work immediately began to circulate new language, attuning the principles to more women's perspectives. In the words of Lucille herself, this was a gutsy conception. Unheard of at the time, to assume that women would become involved in determining the basic tenets of the church. When the resolution to change the basic UU principles came before General Assembly in 1982, sparks began to fly. The men in power assumed that women couldn't even think of authorizing themselves to take such action. These men began to accuse each other of putting the women up to it. By 1985, the existing six principles were revised and a brand new seventh principle was adopted. We, the member congregations of the Unitarian Universalist Association, covenant to affirm and promote respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. The UU world had finally caught up with Lucille's lifelong reverence for nature.
Today, we're learning about history that we may have forgotten or perhaps never known. We're grateful for the amazing work of these UU female ancestors and others whom we don't have time to mention today, who broadened and deepened the culture of our faith. Prior to the 1970s, UU stressed the importance of individual freedom. Now we appreciate freedom in community. UUs formerly emphasized the use of reason and intellect. Today, we also honor the essential roles played by ritual, emotion, and heart in our spiritual lives. From the former top-down approach to ministry and leadership, we now uphold a collaborative, shared approach, which is exemplified in our service today. As our thinking evolved, so did the language in our hymnals. The success of this internal revolution can be seen in two ways. Take a look at today's women who hold important leadership positions. Reverend Susan Frederick Gray, president of the UUA. Reverend Rosemary Bray McNatt, president of Star King School for the Ministry. Reverend Marisol Caballero, coordinator of Global Ministries Collective for DRUM, the Diverse and Revolutionary UU Multicultural Ministries. Reverend Leslie Takahashi chairs the Commission on Institutional Change. The women's revolution has placed UU women into important positions, but perhaps even more important, it laid the groundwork for similar organizing now taking place to promote racial justice. An eighth principle proposed in 2013 calls for eliminating racism and other oppressions in UU congregations and in the denomination as a whole. You will not be surprised to learn that one of its two co-authors is Paula Cole Jones, a leading UU activist woman.
Thank you, speakers, for helping us reclaim portions of the history of UU women.